Blog Talk Radio.
God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Believers in Christ, just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning and give you all the praise and everything that we do. Rebuke anything demonic that tries to come against us or cloud our thoughts. We void it with the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of the Lord. Amen. How's everybody doing? Hopefully everybody had a great New Year, safe New Year. And just want to share a few things of what's going on and what to look forward to this year. There's a lot of prophecies that's going to be fulfilled. A lot of change is coming. You know, Obama is about to leave the White House, and a lot of political change is about to happen that we have never seen in years. A lot of things are changing. So just want to keep that in mind and get you geared up for, you know, for the next show or whatever. But, for the most part, just wanted to say, you know, I named the show God Looks at You Different Than What the World Does. What am I talking about? God looks at you through Jesus now. He looks at you as a lender, not the borrower, the head, not the tail, you know, the king or a queen at the time. Because the ways of the world will try to devour you in a way that you cannot even overcome it. So to overcome these things that you need the Lord, you need Jesus. You can't do it by yourself because half the time, most times, men think they can live in this world without Christ. And you're really open for deception. But when you have the blood of Christ on you, you're protected. It's spiritual. What happened is spiritual. It's not the guns. It's not the violence. It's not this. Anything that has to happen first, it has to happen spiritual. Then it comes to the flesh, to the carnal eye, from what we can see, touch, hear, taste, whatever the case may be. But my whole point is God looks at you as different than that. He looks at you as more than a conqueror. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, think about it. Even if your blood dad or your blood mom calls you nothing, you're nothing, you're this, you're that, you're never going to be nothing, then you go outside, the kids say that, then as you get older, it's the same results. But you can't get validation from man. What am I talking about? You don't get your okay from people. You get it from God. Tells you you're the okay, then that's all you need. You see what I mean? And he's already claimed that. He already said that about you. He already said, you are more than a conqueror. I look at you as the king. I look at you as a queen. I look at you as the lender, not the borrower. So he looks at you as these great things. So don't let the world devour you or who you truly are, who you truly are. So the ways of the world is not going to say, you know what, you're not a king. You're not this. You're going to be borrowing. You're going to be doing these things. So it has to line up with you know, what God says. And it's very hard. I know it's hard. I know you don't talk to the Lord or whatever the case may be, but try to make way and try to get a conversation with him because he hears everything. But you got to be willing and just knowing that he's hearing you back. And he'll answer. He doesn't answer how we answer in this world, but he answers in a different way, in a spiritual way. So if you're not spiritual, get spiritual, okay? So again, the ways of the world is not going to validate. They're not going to, even if you're doing good or bad, they're still going to have something to say. But at least do what God says. You see what I'm saying? So this message is for those who just think that they have to get the okay from their mom or their dad or their brother or their uncle, their cousin, their best friend. No, you don't. You don't, because they are of the world in a sense. I don't care if they go to church. You see what I'm saying? You have to validate and see what God says about you, what Jesus says about you. The Holy Spirit has a store for you. Okay, so the God looks at you is different than the world. The world may look at you as a, you know, a prostitute or a hooker or a dope fiend or a man whore or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it yourself. But God looks at you different than that. The only way you allow that is if you believe it. That's the only way. If you believe it, if you believe that, if you believe that, then so it don't be so be it to you. That's what Jesus says. He said, if you believe that, so to you. I mean, that's what you believe. But if you don't believe it, and you go and you believe what the Lord says, then more is going to come. Because the ways of the world is going to say, no, 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 negative, negative. Excuse me, don't get your okay from the world. Get your okay from God. So, excuse me, I just want y'all to understand that, is that a lot of these times people get the, they want to fit in and things like that. God is not of the world. He doesn't fit in. He stands alone. Even though he runs this earth and stuff, but you got to understand, Satan's of this world. So if you can't fit in or something like that, don't feel like you're an outsider. They're outsiders, okay? So I'm not just saying, oh, yeah, go to church and this and that. It's not wrong. Go to church or whatever the case may be. But understand who you are at first, okay? This message is very powerful. Understand what God sees you as. The creator of this world, this person that knows the ins and outs of everything, who can tap inside all minds and all creation and all weather or whatever, he looks at you as a queen or a king, okay? So again, don't let the world say, hey, you know what, this is what you are. If you've been in prison all your life, don't look at it as them saying, yeah, you're just a number. You see what I'm saying? That's the ways of the world. Or the system, you're a black man, or you're a white man, or you're a Puerto Rican, or a Latino, or whatever the case may be. This is what you are. Don't claim that. That's not claiming victory. Claiming the victory in the Lord is knowing who you are and what God wants you to do for him and what you're going to be. That's the point. So again, know who you are. Understand who you are. Don't let them people tell you who you are. That's outside source. And a lot of them deal with Satan, whether they know it or not. They might not even know it. Okay? But the game is that understanding who you are. So hopefully everybody is, you know, this new year that come, I'm glad everybody, you know, able to listen. And hope everybody was safe. And I really pray that don't ask for a new you. Just be a better person. Because every year you set yourself up for failure. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. And then you don't do it, and then you go back to square one. Just be more humble. Try to make yourself a better person. You see what I'm saying? You're probably 20-something years old, so you've probably been saying the same thing for years, or 30-something years old, you've probably been saying the same thing for that. My point is that we have to understand what you have to understand is that making ourselves better, putting ourselves together a lot more better. You know what I mean? Don't say, oh, I'm wiping out all my things and a new slate and this and that. No, just make yourself better. Just don't make the same mistakes. You see what I'm saying? Don't build yourself up for something and then knowingly you might do it again. Just try to do your best, you know? So, again, look how the world treats you. Don't accept it. Very simple. It's not hard. Okay? A lot of times people deal with these. You know, I talk to a lot of people with, you know, that's sad and depressed and stuff. And it's spiritual. You know, people are like, I want the best, but, you know, I accept these things. I can't stop you from accepting. God can't stop you from accepting. Only you can. stop it and accept what the Lord has in store for you. You know, it's easier said than done. So how do you do these things from not accepting the ways of the world? You may have to change your program. I don't know. It may be the crowd you hang around. I always see this on Facebook. Surround yourself with people who's on the same page as you. That's a start. If you're not miserable and four other friends of yours is miserable, well, you're going to be miserable too. You're outnumbered. Okay, God can't, you know, God can do anything. But if he doesn't see work inside you, he's not going to give you work. What am I talking about? If you're not putting no effort towards him, trust me, he's not going to show himself. But he will when you are able, when you're available. Make yourself available, okay? So, again, just to wrap that up and just give you an understanding about that is that just accept and know who you are and how God sees you. And to validate and try to stay away from that and not accepting, change the way you live, change how you were, change what's been going on in your life. I mean, to have a new outcome, you have to do different things. You can't be the same you and you're going to get the same results, because obviously it didn't work. I mean, we got to be honest, okay? New things in a sense of doing things differently. Don't be the same like how you were last year. That's the key. Let's be better, you know. Say you was on the track. You didn't get the same amount of income that you wanted or whatever. Okay, double it up or look for, you know, maybe a better job or you know, go to Bible study a little more or just anything. Just try to increase in the area that you know where you need to be, you know, motivated in. Or talk to that person who you know you need to be talking to. I mean, be honest with yourself. You know, they're like, oh, I don't feel like talking to her. Well, I don't feel like talking to him because all he's going to do is just get on me. Well, you might need that. If a person says they're trying to get on you about something, they're not doing it in a sense of telling you, I told you so, you may need that extra push. You see what I'm saying? The things that we need to do, we need to do. Okay? You know what I mean? When situations hit, some people just don't pray. They just want to take it in seriously. Or choke, and oh my goodness, da da da, or whatever the case may be. But we, us as Christians, us as people of God, is that we need to do what we need to do when things happen. Pray. And we need to pray, you know. Start, you know, reading the Bible more. And these areas, you know, meaningfulness. I mean, trying to stop things that's holding you back. Smoke, drinking, whatever the case may be, sex, whatever. So these are things that you know that you need to work on, and God shows you, and people kind of tell you, and people kind of tell you, you probably need to just slap off the door. Well, that's my thought. So, I just want to say thanks again for listening. I'm going to try to get to y'all at least 3 times out the week. Charles is at work, Landon's at work. And just to share the gospel and to give the truth. So just God bless y'all. Continue to be motivated by God. Be motivated by God. You know, love. Show him. That's the important thing. Pray for the lost ones. Pray for your enemies or whatever the case may be. Because when it's in heaven, it's no division. So just thanks for listening again. God bless y'all. Continue to walk the righteous path. And please stay in prayer and call on the angel, fight off anything demonic that you're coming through. So these words hopefully hit your heart and you use the knowledge and turn it into action and you get your wisdom. Cool. God bless y'all. Love y'all. In the name of the Lord. Bye.